almost every major institution that has college athletics has some form of community support through major donors, alumni, constituents who care. It's normal.
So how do you see fundraising going over the next few years? And I guess what I mean is there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of engagement right now. And presumably when the team does hit the field, there will be a lot of excitement then too. But 5 years from now, 10 years, 15, do you see that level of excitement able to be sustained?
Personally, I think we've generated a tremendous amount of excitement in our community, not only from alumni, but people in the community whose roots may have been elsewhere. But they're members of our community here in Birmingham, and they know the importance and they see the importance of our world-class institution. We are at our greatest risk right now because the easy thing to do would be, I'm glad that's over. But in fact, we must capitalize on the momentum and the excitement that we have. And the way you do that is connecting with people. And we have to sustain that over time. And ultimately, you have to put a good product on the field. And you have to create a level of fan support that, frankly, we've never had. So we now have an opportunity, and we cannot sit back and get comfortable.
Is that more difficult in a situation where you're not in a crisis, so to speak?
Crises always galvanize people. It is more difficult, in my opinion, to continue that engagement when you're not in a crisis. So we have to grow those roots in ways that connect people personally with the institution and the product and on the field.
Have you heard from any alumni who said, I don't want football back. I don't think we should focus on football, and I don't want my money going toward that.
I personally have not met anyone who stated it quite like that. There were a number of alumni that said we need to be financially responsible. And if that financial responsibility dictates having different priorities, then that's what we need to do. But I didn't have anyone just say, I don't want to be a part of that.
Well, there was celebration on Monday, but since the announcement of the football team ending, there's been a lot of tension with UAB President Ray Watts. How do you see the relationship with Ray Watts and alumni?
You know, the relationship needs to move forward in a way that puts the future and the mission and the priorities of UAB first. It's easy to look in the rearview mirror and continue to critique. I just don't believe that will be helpful. I believe what's important is we look out the windshield and we bring our UAB family together and we focus on the tremendous world-class institution that we have here, and we want it to be world-class on all levels. We need to come together focused on being world-class.
Do you understand alumni who may say, to heal, I do need to look back. I do need to review this. This isn't something we can just push aside.
You know, I can understand that sentiment. I can't agree with it. They'll need to deal with what they need to deal with in a way that's comfortable and productive for them. That doesn't mean we always get our way.
An idea has been suggested that it took football going away for people to understand how important it was. Now, you may not see things that way, but how do you react to that idea?
I think there's a lot of credence to that idea. I mean, it is very easy to take things for granted and that be important to you, but you not really be engaged with it. I'm not sure we would have had that level of engagement had we not been through this. I believe in turning lemons into lemonade. It has galvanized our community and our UAB family in a way that perhaps we would not have had this not occurred. That doesn't mean its occurrence was right. I'm not speaking to that, and I don't judge that. But what I am speaking to is sometimes you got to get emotional about something. And sometimes that emotion comes after something you really didn't like.